This is a drama that we in CFC produced at one of our conferences in December 1998. It refers to the time of Jeremiah and Daniel, but has a very powerful message for us today. We produced it primarily to challenge young people to be uncompromising in their stand for the Lord against Babylonian Christianity. And we wanted to challenge older people like Jeremiah to encourage the younger people to stand true to the Lord. And further, this was also a message to show how four young people standing for the Lord could influence a whole nation, the most powerful nation of that time, a heathen country, a small group of people who could stand up for God and be a witness for Him, which is a great message for us in our time. This drama has not been professionally made. We did not have the money or the resources to provide all the props to make it a professional production. But our aim was to convey a message. And as you watch it, we pray that you also will be gripped by the necessity to stand true to God in these days of compromise where Christianity has become Babylonian, just like in the days of Daniel when the Jews went into Babylon. God bless you as you watch this drama.
Because I'm an old man, I'm no use to them. But you young people, They will take you into that land.
Brother Jeremiah, we haven't seen a lot of idolatry here in our land of Judah, but I hear there's a lot of idolatry going on in Babylon. What should our attitude be towards that?
Well, Hananiah, you should be thankful that you haven't seen idolatry here. But I'll tell you something, the Lord showed it to me. There's a lot of idolatry going on in secret. Right inside the temple, the priests and the leaders are worshipping idols. The women are burning cakes to the Queen of Heaven. And out at night, under every green tree in the high places, they're worshipping their idols. This is a day of compromise in Judah. And that is why God has called you young people to stand true to God in this day of compromise. Stay clear of idolatry. Remember the second commandment all of you learned on your mother's knee. You shall not bow down to idols. Don't even nod your head. Even if you have to lose your life, don't ever bow down to idols. Out there in Babylon, they worship idols unashamedly. I haven't been there, but I know how it is in these heathen nations. They have idols in every nook and corner. Stand true to God and be faithful witnesses to God over there.
Brother Jeremiah, during the time that you are in Babylon, do you think we should remain single?
Well, in my case, the Lord gave me a special calling when I was young. The Lord told me I was not to have a wife or sons or daughters in this place. But that was only for me. But do you know, God wants another generation to come back and repopulate Judah. He's going to bring his people back to this land after 70 years. The Lord showed me that. And there must be a generation. I don't know whether all of you will live till then. You may die, but be true to God. And if the Lord leads you to marriage, marry a wholehearted Jewish girl. Don't marry one of these compromising Jewish girls who, once they get to Babylon, dress up like the Babylonians, behave like the Babylonians. And watch out for these young girls in Babylon. Oh, with their seductive ways, their painted eyelids, and their immodest dresses. Keep your passions under control. If you want to be a witness for God in Babylon, be like Joseph was in Egypt.
Brother Jeremiah, so far we've been very careful in matters of food, but now we are going to a different land, and those people cannot discern their right hand from their left. Can you kindly advise?
Yeah, we should be thankful to God that we've got the law and the prophets in our land. I feel that we as a nation have not appreciated the law and the prophets sufficiently. God's word is given to us, like David said, to be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. I have proclaimed it for 22 years. I have wept in secret for these people, but they have not had ears to hear. We really need to appreciate that we've got the law and the prophets. And when it comes to what God has commanded in his word, we must implicitly obey. We must steer clear of food offered to idols. And remember what the law of Moses said. There are certain animals, God has said, that are unclean. Like the hare, the camel, the pig, and birds. Like the eagle, the osprey, and the falcon. These are birds and animals that we must not touch. Now you may, you're all clever people, young people, and you may use your reason and say, well, what's wrong with that? That's how they do it in Babylon. But when it comes to God's word, we don't use our reason. If God says no to something, we say no to it. If the book of wisdom says, don't look at the wine when it is red, when it stirs itself and gives its color in the cup, just do what God's word says, and you won't regret it. Let all these other clever fellows use their reason. For us, God's word is enough. So steer clear of food offered to idols. Steer clear of all these unclean foods.
Brother Jeremiah, Ananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and myself are deeply thankful for all the years that you sat down with us and exhorted us and encouraged us to be true to Him. But now, Brother Jeremiah, my heart and our hearts, we were talking on the way there, we're really sorrowful. Because the time is coming when we're going to leave Judah, this relatively safe land of Judah where we could hear your advice, and we're going to the heathen land of Babylon. Brother Jeremiah, please pray for us, brother, that we may stand true to God in Babylon, just as you were able to stand true to God all these years.
Well, Daniel, and all of you, there's sorrow in my heart too. And for two reasons. One, because God's people are going to be judged. The Lord has been patient and kind. He's long-suffering. And He's waited a long time. But His people have worshipped idols. The leaders have gone astray. They commit adultery. They seek their own gain. They love money. They live for themselves. The leaders, the priests, the prophets, they've all gone astray. And now God is going to judge this nation. There's no doubt about it. That time, I believe, I sense in my heart, that time of judgment has already come. And that's the main reason why I feel sorrowful in my heart. I feel that this King Nebuchadnezzar, whom we have heard of in Babylon, will come very soon and capture Jerusalem. He will destroy the temple. He will bring his armies in. He will defile the sacred place. Come sooner than I expected. We've never heard music like that in Israel. Those are the armies of Babylon. My brothers, that's the second reason why I'm sorrowful. I won't see you, brothers. And I want to charge you, brothers, when you go to Babylon, remember what I've said. Be true to God there. Carry this torch of a testimony when you go there. And keep it burning for the Lord. Keep it burning for the Lord. Never give up. Stand true to God. Daniel, let me say goodbye to you. You are the leader. God's given you a special calling. Be true to God and lead these young brothers. Hananiah, I'm so thankful for you. Stand true to God. Obey His word. And don't ever give up. Stand true to the end. Mishael, stand united with the brothers. Don't let any disunity come between you. Stand true. Azariah, how thankful I am for your fellowship and all of you. I'm really thankful. And we'll see you again on the day when the Lord raises up His people. Have no regret for the way you have lived in Babylon. God bless you, my brothers.
Thank you, Brother Jeremiah.
Thank you, brother.
You know, brothers, how I wish the people of Judah would have taken what Brother Jeremiah and all those people said seriously, we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't have to see this strange heathen land. Brothers, there's nothing we can do about it though. Let's determine, brothers, we're still young. We've got most of our lives ahead of us. Let's determine in our hearts that we will stand true to God. We will not compromise. That we always be faithful to His word.
Yeah, brothers, this is such a strange land. We've heard so much about Babylon, and here we see it. I mean, look at the buildings, they're so different. And look at the people, they dress so differently, and they behave so differently. But brothers, one thing's really shocking. We haven't seen a lot of idolatry in Judah, but here we see it at the corner of every street. It's shocking, especially for us, coming from Judah, to see such things. Oh, brothers, I was reminded, one of our captors demanded that we sing a song of Zion along the way. Oh, brothers, it hurt my heart. How could we sing a song of the Lord in such a strange land?
Yes, Hananiah. And you remember how the captain and all the gods, they laughed at us when we told them of God, only God who rules over heaven and earth. How sad it is, brothers, that the sins of Israel have brought such shame and disgrace on the Lord's name. Yes, brothers, God has warned us through Moses long ago that if he as a nation deserts him, we'll go into captivity, and now we are reaping the consequences of years of rebellion and disobedience to God.
That's true, Ezra. Brothers, how all the prophets before us, Elijah, Elisha, Micah, and now even Brother Jeremiah, how they kept prophesying. Brothers, I remember when I was a small boy in Jerusalem, going to shop where my mother sent me, and I saw Brother Jeremiah standing so faithfully, boldly proclaiming to all the people, in front of the religious people, in front of the rabbis. He was so unashamed of what God told him to speak. Brothers, I don't know how long we're going to be in this place of Babylon. Brothers, let's determine right now, let's make a covenant among the four of us, that we always stand true to God. Let's encourage, let's exhort, let's bring one another up. Let's pick each other up if we fall down. But brothers, let's make sure that we take heed to what Jeremiah said and that we do not compromise in this heathen land. It's so easy, but let's stand true to God.
Amen. Brothers, what Daniel said is absolutely right. You know, idolatry is really filling this land. And I was reminded of what Brother Jeremiah said with us. He encouraged us to be uncompromising witnesses in Babylon. Brothers, I want to take that really seriously. I don't want each of us to take that really seriously.
Yes,
let's be uncompromising witnesses for God in this heathen land of Babylon. And you never know what they may do to us. They may make us slaves in some construction site and make us carry bricks, you know. But as Daniel said, God is never slack about His promises. And I believe one day He's going to take us back to Jerusalem.
Yes, brothers. You remember what the Lord promised through Moses? That even if we are taken to the ends of the earth, if we love God, He will bring us back to the promised
land. Amen.
Yes, brother. God is merciful and compassionate. He will not forget us in this time of trouble. And hey, I hear someone coming.
Must be a palace official.
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
Good day. I am Chief Officer Ashpenaz. You will call me sir. You must be the captain, right?
Yes, sir.
King Nebuchadnezzar, King of Babylon, has given me instructions to find out from among you who will be intelligent enough to serve them. You know that?
We hope you're the one, sir.
Yes. What's your name?
My name is Daniel, sir.
I'm going to ask you a few questions. If you're clever as the Babylonians, maybe you will answer them, maybe you will not. But you listen very carefully to my questions when I ask them. Do you know anything about astronomy?
Yes, sir.
All right. Tell me, when does the planet Venus? How long does it take for Venus to come back to its original position in the sky?
Takes about 8 years, sir.
I didn't expect that. What's your name?
Sir, I'm Hananiah, sir.
Okay, Hananias, I've got something for you. How do you get the height of a tall tall without measuring it?
Sir, if you plant a stick vertically into the ground, the height of the stick and the length of the shadow of the stick is directly proportional to the height of the tower and the length of the shadow of the tower. Is that correct, sir?
Correct. You really amaze me.
Thank you, sir.
Now, maybe, let us see. Maybe I'll ask you something about history. What's your name?
Michel, sir.
Okay, Michel. Which Assyrian king was murdered by his own two children?
Wasn't it King Sennacherib, sir?
It amazes me. I thought this was only for the Babylonians. He seemed to be highly educated. And what's your name?
Azariah, sir.
What is Orion?
It's a constellation in the sky.
What does it mean?
The great hunter?
Great hunter, sir.
Sorry, sir.
How many stars are in its belt?
3 stars, sir.
Amazing. You really seem to be highly educated. I think now the 4 of you will be sent for training for 3 years. And we are going to instruct you in the wisdom of Babylon, which you're not familiar with. We're going to teach you subjects like, let's say, history, math, science, alchemy, magic, and astrology.
Magic and astrology, sir?
Yes, magic and astrology. If you do well, do you know what this will mean? You will be the counselors for King Nebuchadnezzar. And you don't have to carry bricks and stones like other people. Do you know what an honor is for you? Do you really know what an honor is for you? I don't think you realize. And you get the best food from the king's own table. And the best wine from the king's table. Do you know what an honor that is? Anyway, now you are in Babylon. You got that? You are in Babylon. You are in Babylon. Okay, so you have to give your Jewish ways. Your old Jewish ways. You give them up. And I'm going to give you some Babylonian names. Okay, your name will be Belshazzar. Bel will protect you.
Who's Bel, sir?
Bel is the god of Babylon, and if you have that name, you should be honored to have the
name. No, sir. I don't want that name.
None of all this.
So, you're going to name the rest of my people as well, or only I get the Babylonian name?
Okay. His name will be Shadrach.
Shadrach?
Meshach.
Meshach.
Let me go. I don't know if those names right. Repeat the name, please.
Daniel, sir.
Belshazzar.
Shadrach.
Meshach. Abednego.
Right. You got your names right. From tomorrow, we're going to start your training. Right? So eat well, think well, sleep well, study your lessons well, good exercise, and then you'll be fit to serve the table of King Nebuchadnezzar.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Daniel, what was the funny name? What is the funny name Daniel to give you?
Bel, I don't know. I don't even want to try and pronounce it. But you know, brothers, you know, my God-fearing parents named me Daniel. You know what Daniel means? Daniel means God will be my judge. And brothers, I'd much rather have the God of Israel being my judge than having some Bel God protect me.
But Daniel, what's all this about this magic and stuff like that?
Yeah. Daniel, isn't magic the tricks we used to teach the children back in Judah?
No, brothers. That's not the magic he's talking about. It. In Babylon, magic is related with evil spirits and witchcraft.
No.
They worship all those
false idols, and they ask those evil spirits to help them. Brothers, nothing doing. We're not going to do any of that magic. I'd rather get to zero in that class than have to listen to all that junk.
Why do you attend those classes?
Good job.
By the way, what is the difference between astrology and astronomy?
Azariah, astronomy is the study of stars to guide ships. Even we use it. We study stars every night.
Yes.
Astrology is a heathen custom that they use to study stars to foretell your own future. Brothers, God clearly warns us nothing to do with evil spirits, nothing to do with all these evil spirits and heathen customs. Brothers, I'd much rather carry bricks with my countrymen than have to learn all these heathen traditions.
Yeah, brothers, I won't do it now that I know it's demonic. Well, they may have been able to change our name, but they are not going to change our loyalty and love to the God of Israel.
That's Amen. Sure. Brothers, let's watch our tomorrow training starts. Let's prove, Lord, that our God is on our side.
Hello, brothers.
Hello. Brothers.
Hi,
I'm Mr. Azariah.
I am Abner.
Brothers, long journey, eh? You're ready for the food, right?
Yes. How was the journey?
Oh, it was very good.
But you got some rest?
Yes.
Yeah, last night. You left like a baby.
Ah, so you are the lucky Jews here, is it? Well, my name is Master. I'm the king's steward. I'll be taking care of your food arrangements. Understand?
Yes.
I'll be getting you grilled falcon, roasted pork, and wine straight from the king's table. Okay, you need anything more, let me know. I'll get you the food. Your glasses should be on the right hand side of your hand.
Did I hear him right? Is that fancy and pork?
Oh no, that's beyond me.
Yeah, let's see. I hope he's wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Oh. I need to eat something.
This is the grand pepper. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
No,
this is the roasted pork.
That's
good, eh?
Yes, sir.
You know, Jeremiah warned us about this land.
Right
here it is, right here.
Right.
All the food.
Okay, this is your wine. Oh, no. From the king's table. How's it? Very good, sir.
Understand, brother?
Look, brothers. get friendly with them so that we can have a comfortable time. So, we must eat like a Babylonian and drink with the Babylonians so that we can get friendly with them. Then we can witness to them.
Brother, I think you can be an effective witness if you're only different.
Amen, Ezra.
Look, brother, what will happen to you is you will be kept in the house and you can witness to yourself in the house. We will be witnessing to the Babylonians in their house. We will be social and friendly with them.
Abner and Eliab, you're all wrong. I think God's going to prove you wrong too. You know, we can be a witness if we have to obey God's word. If we obey God, then God will give us opportunities to be a witness.
Yes.
Abner and Eliab, let me ask you this. Have you willfully decided to disobey God's word just to satisfy your own pleasures?
Don't remember, brothers, what the Lord told Joshua, that if he wanted success in everything he did, he was not to turn from the law either to the left or to the right.
Amen.
That's right.
Look, brothers, I am trying to tell you the same thing. Those are only general principles given to us. But we have to use our common sense. Common sense is, eat the food that is given to you. Don't you understand?
Well, don't be legalistic. You can't take God's word literally in all these matters.
All this sounds like very good reasoning. But when it comes to matters of God's word, we lay our reason aside and obey God's word.
No matter what you say, God's word stands true in all times and in all circumstances.
Amen.
Well, brothers, that is your decision. You make your decision. We hope something works out for you and we will enjoy the food.
Brothers, we need to ask somebody for something different. We cannot have this.
Well, I hope you're enjoying yourselves. You've got, let's see, what do you have there?
Grilled falcon, roasted pork. Boy, oh boy.
Hey, what are you eating? Are you sick or something?
No, sir. Sir, the God whom we serve, the God of Israel, clearly forbids us from eating that pork, that falcon, or drinking that wine because it's so fermented, sir.
Belteshazzar, Belteshazzar. Haven't I told you, you should give up all these old rules and regulations? If you don't eat, you'll go thin and pale, and the king will have my head.
No, sir. Sir, we trust in a God. Sir, if we obey God's word, our God will give us the strength and the energy to live.
But you have to eat something.
Yes, sir. I agree with that. So I have one request.
Yeah.
The four of us.
Yeah.
And I hope those two as well.
Yeah.
I'd just like to have boiled vegetables and water.
Boiled Are you joking?
No, sir, no. Not at all, sir. That's what we want. Boiled vegetables and water, sir.
What about these?
Sir, we want boiled vegetables and water.
Boiled vegetables and water, sir.
Aren't you two Jews also? What about these two?
No, sir. Food is very good, sir.
Boiled vegetables and water. Do you know what's the idea? Sir, that's what we eat, sir. Boiled vegetables and water in Babylon is called
cattle feed! Cattle feed! Sir, it's not cattle feed to us, and that's what we'd like to eat, sir.
Belteshazzar, do you know? I don't know if you know, but do you know that the poorest of the Babylonian people have much richer food than that?
Sir, I don't care what they eat, but the four of us would like boiled vegetables and water. And Abner and Eliab, please, consider God's word.
There you go, like a song again. Boiled vegetables and water.
Why do you make such a big issue out of a small thing?
Sir, it isn't small for us. Nothing is too small when it comes to obeying our God's word.
Anyway, I'll give you some time to sort of think it over. And I have those two to come to you. I need to speak to them and see what to deal with you.
Thank you, sir. Brothers, I thank God that He gave us the ability to obey God's word.
Yeah. Yes,
Daniel. We forgot to pray. Let's pray.
Praise God for the food. You guys are sitting right in front of me. All vegetables and water. You know what will happen to you? You eat that, you'll grow thin and pale. And the king will cut off my hand for it. Understand?
No, sir. Sir, I promise you, we are not going to grow thin and pale. That's what we've eaten all our life, and we'll continue to eat it. Sir, just give us 10 days. Just 10 days, sir. And we'll prove that we'll be as strong and as energetic as if we had eaten this food, sir.
10 days. That's a very crazy idea. Daniel, let me think about it. I've got a soft corner for you boys. Well, I'll allow it.
Thank you, sir.
But remember, it's only on a trial basis. And that's only for 10 days. You understand?
Yes, sir.
After 10 days, if I find you like a steak, thin and pale, you have to eat this. Great falcon. You understand?
Mind with us, sir.
What about you three?
Same with us, sir.
What about you two?
Oh, chicken is delicious, sir.
Very good. At least some wise and intelligent Jews around here. Here you are. I'll get your food.
Man, I'm glad we're getting something to eat. God really helps us out with the steward, eh?
Yes, sir.
God will bless. I'm sure God will bless the food we eat and give us the strength. I'm confident in that.
Okay, guys, here you go. Boiled vegetables and water.
Thank you so much, sir.
I was just able to save it before we went to the candle shop. I hope you enjoy it.
Brothers, shall we pray for the food before we eat? God, I pray that you bless this food to us and strengthen it to our bodies and make us strong and energetic that we could be witnesses for you in this given land. Amen.
Okay.
Praise God, brothers, that you can honor his word.
Praise God, brothers.
We are full of thank you.
Guys, here it is.
10 days are over.
How are you guys feeling?
Oh, sure.
How about the food? Are you guys going to change it?
No, I'm just sticking in to enjoy it.
Awesome. I like those types of food.
The Lord has really blessed the food we've had.
I hope you guys are stretched out.
Now let's see who's going to prove himself. I hope the boiled vegetables and water bring you well.
Yes. Couldn't be better, sir.
Who wants to try this first?
Me, sir.
All right, go ahead.
Sorry, sir.
You want to try next?
Can I try to ask stronger?
Okay, come on.
Let me pick up.
Eating and eating and not exercising.
You want to pray?
Sir, let my brothers try first.
Be careful, it's very heavy.
You can do it, man.
No.
Come on, brother.
No.
God help me.
You better be careful this time.
Yes,
I'm giving you one more chance. Abner, maybe you should pray for me. Then I'll do it.
Interpreting dreams and visions?
Yes, Your Majesty. Young man, how do you do that?
Well, sir, I don't have any special ability to interpret dreams and visions. But the God who I serve, He gives me the ability to interpret dreams and visions.
Your Majesty, this is your God.
My God, Your Majesty, is the God of Israel, who rules over all heaven and all the earth.
Your God rules whole heaven and earth. Shadrach?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Very good marks. Above 90% in all subjects. Again, zero in magic and astrology.
They refuse to come to the castles, Your Majesty.
Refuse?
All of them refuse to come, Your Majesty.
All of them? How dare you, bunch of Jews? Meshach?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Very good. About 90% in all subjects. Again, zero in magic and astrology. Abednego?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Very good, Mark. All of them done very well. Even our Babylonians are not done like them.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Use that Babylonian. They are really smart. Anyway, before I decide, I have to examine each of them closely. And I want to have a talk with each of them. Then I will decide if they can be my counselor. You can go.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
We are not going to bow down to this idol. We have made up our minds.
We're not even going to bow our heads, you know, literally. We're going to stand before God. We're not going to disobey His word.
Look, brothers, God will be satisfied and the king will be satisfied. Moreover, you must compare scripture with scripture. The scripture says, don't bow down to idols. But here we are bowing down to the king. Is it not like the king? So, and we are not going to bow down in our heart. We are only going to bow down with our bodies. God, what do you say here?
Be it known to all people of all states and provinces, King Nebuchadnezzar, King of Babylon, has ordered that when the music starts, every person should bow down to the image of his gold and idol. And those who do not bow to the idol will be thrown into the blazing fire.
Bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
You bunch of Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, did you hear my order to bow down to my golden image?
Your Majesty, our God forbids us to bow down to any idol on this earth, Your Majesty.
Your God! It is your God!
Your Majesty, our God is the God of Israel, who rules over heaven and earth.
Your God is the God of Israel, who rules heaven and earth. Well, you're in Babylon. I am the one in God. Whatever I say, you have to obey it. For you bunch of Jews and for all the warriors. Whatever I say, the command you must obey it. Understand?
Your Majesty, our Lord forbid us to bow down to anybody except our God.
Your Lord? What? Well, I will give one more chance. When the music plays, bow down to my golden image. All will be well. Otherwise, I will throw you into the blazing furnace immediately. Understand?
Your Majesty, we are not afraid. What is going to happen to us?
What? How dare you speak to me like that?
Your Majesty, even if we are thrown into the fire, our God will deliver us.
Your Majesty, and believe this, even if he doesn't rescue us from the fire, we will never bow down to any idol on this earth, Your Majesty.
No human being ever spoke a word like this and lived! Agnes!
Yes, Your Majesty.
Make a promise! Keep it!
Yes, Your Majesty.
I will come crossing myself and see this God of Israel is going to deliver you from my hands. I will come and see personally myself in furnace. Take them to the furnace immediately.
Yes, Your Majesty. Tear them up.
Well, brothers, if we fear God, we need fear nothing else. But not the king, not the fire, not the furnace, nothing.
Yes, brothers, don't be afraid. Even if they put us into the fire, our God will be with us, and he will deliver us.
Brothers, let's honor God, even if he is going to the furnace, brothers.
Yes.
Four of them!
be my chief counselor.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Your God bless you.
Brothers,
wasn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
He did not forsake God, and he did not forsake us in the fire. We chose to honor him, and he honored us. That was great.
Brothers!
Hey, good to see you. I heard about what happened. I was praying for you guys.
You know, Daniel, the king threw us in the fire, and our bonds burned up, but not a hair on our skin was touched.
Wonderful. Awesome. Daniel, our God sent his angel, and we fellowship with him.
Oh, brothers, I wish I would have been there. It must have been incredible.
Brothers, thank you so much for joining with me. I made up my mind not to defile myself with the king's choice food or obeying any of these heathen customs. But thank you, brothers, that you stood with me. Brothers, I wish Abner and Eliab had stood with us as well. How wonderful it would have been for six Jews to be standing through. But thank you, brothers, that you were able to stand with me.
Thank you, Daniel, for standing with us and for your example.
That's right, Daniel. It was your stand which truly encouraged us, even in the fire.
Brothers, I can think back still now to that first day at the dining table. Brothers, when we decided to honor God and not eat the king's choice food, that was the day that God gave us enough grace to be witnesses, even to the king of Babylon.
Yes, brothers.
You know what, brothers? I used to think that we had to be all like Jeremiah to glorify God. But now I see I'm wrong.
Absolutely, Hananiah. Guys, even as young people, God has been able to make us witnesses and a blessing, right from the king of Babylon all the way down.
Yeah.
Brothers, let's continue to be true to God and uncompromising in these days.
Yeah, brothers, I was reminded of what Brother Jeremiah shared with us and about how he encouraged us, how he did so in his own life, how he proved to us as an example and how he encouraged us to do. We are to stand true to God in these days of compromise.
Yes, brother.
That's right, Ananias. Let's stand true to God and obedient to his word.
Yes.
Let's sing that song, Blessed Be the Lord God of Israel.
Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel.
So, I trust all of you could see it and understand it. And that the essential message of young people standing true to God. Today's Christianity is in Babylon. The Bible speaks of that in Revelation. It's religion mixed with money, mixed with politics in Revelation 17 and 18. And in this Babylonian Christianity, God wants young men and women to be absolutely uncompromising in the smallest things which God has said in his word. We may consider them small. And there are enough compromises around us, not just two like that, there are 2 million around us who will give us so many reasons why you don't be so fanatic and don't be legalistic and you can't take all these things literally. You've got to use your common sense. You've got to use your reason. It's all from Satan. If you fear God, you will not fear anything else. The days may come even in our country in India where you may have to pay a price for your faith. And it's in the little things that we can today stand true so that in the bigger things that day, God will give us grace to stand true to Him. And I believe that God is raising up such a generation. I mean, when I look around here, I don't see old people here. There are very few. Most of you are young. All those who are below 45 years old, will you raise your hands? Below 45 years old. Look at that. Just look at that. Below 45 years old. What a crowd. Okay, put your hands down. All those who are below 30 years old. Look at that. This is the generation. Thank you. That God is raising up. When so many churches have got old people, God's got a bunch of young people here just like those four. And I want to urge you, stand true to God.
And the older people here, the elders, the senior brothers and sisters, be like Jeremiah and stir the hearts of these young people by your own example and by your exhortation and humility, that they will respect you for the stand you have taken, which they will remember long after you're dead and gone, that they knew a man or a woman who stood for God without compromise, just like those men of old. The God who lived in Daniel's time is just the same today. And God wants a witness in our generation and in every generation. That's why all of you parents must train your children from a young age to stand true to God in school. There are so many things in school where we can teach our children not to compromise, to stand true, not to cheat in their examinations, to respect their teachers. Little things right from childhood, so that your son and your daughter will grow up to be true to God when they grow up to their teenage years. They will suffer, of course. They will suffer injustice and difficulties. Not as much as these folks. Maybe even that. But he'll be true to God. I want to read one verse and then we'll close. Please turn with me to Philippians. Paul wrote this when he was in prison. He was himself in prison when he wrote this letter. From prison he writes, Philippians 2:14, do all things without grumbling or disputing. It's one thing to write that sitting in a comfortable, easy chair or sofa. It's another thing to write that in a rotten prison with the rats and mosquitoes troubling you in a dungeon. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. It's one thing to say that when you sit in a sofa or in a church like this building. It's another thing to say that when you're sitting in a rotten old prison where you don't get proper food and you shiver in the cold. This is Paul. And by his example, he tells the Philippians, listen to this. This is the verse I wanted to show you. Chapter 1, verse 27 and 28. Philippians 1:27-28. Only conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or remain absent, I may hear of you that you're standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And listen to this. In no way alarmed or afraid or terrified by your enemies. In no way terrified by your enemies. Which, when they see that you're not terrified, you're bold like those three, that is a sign of destruction for them. Did you know that? You don't have to open your mouth. Just you stand true, and that itself is a sign of destruction to your enemies, but of salvation for you from God. Because for you it has been granted as a gift. Not only salvation, that is one gift. Eternal life is one gift. You have also been given this gift, not only to believe in Him, but to suffer for His sake. Did you know that is also a gift? If someone were to ask you, what are the gifts God has given you? Forgiveness of sins, salvation, and the privilege of suffering for the sake of Jesus Christ in a school, in a college, when you girls dress differently and they make fun of you. Small thing. Stand true to God. Look how these people stood. Why do you have to compromise and dress in on the immodest way that all the other girls in college dress? Because you're ashamed of Jesus Christ? Your testimony, the way you dress, is going to be a testimony to them. So that's a gift God's given you, to stand out and be different. And then you experience the same conflict, Paul says, that he had. So, brothers and sisters, I hope in the day of trial and testing, you will remember what you saw here. I will never forget it myself. And that's why I wanted all of you to see it, so that it can encourage you in that time. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for wonderful examples that have gone ahead of us. Glorious examples. And what they suffered. How you honored them. How they said, even if our God does not rescue us, we will not bow down. We will not compromise. I pray that you will raise up many in our churches with that spirit. This is part of the whole purpose of God that we proclaim in our church. That we shall stand true to God in the midst of compromising Babylonian Christianity. Help us each one, Lord. Give us a good night's rest and refresh us. Thank you for all that you've done for us today. Give us clear weather the next few days. And help us to hear your word from heaven, the anointing of the Spirit. And we recognize the presence of Jesus here in every session. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.